They're wishing prayer that we will understand the way in which the wheel of samsaric existence is confused. So we'll now sing the root verse in Since this is a group of English speaking people, then we'll sing this root text together in English starting at the beginning. Since the ground of awareness, happiness, suffering, action, transition, death, and bondage and birth, and liberation are not in common shared, they make up the ground which is not in common shared. What appears as an outer object in common perceived is perceiving awareness. There is no objective thing existing as something extrinsic to consciousness, for the very reason that this is in common shared. The other case is the one in which what is perceived is not shared in common, the object of consciousness. The minds and so on of other sentient beings do not comprise an object mutually of perceiving awareness, neither for those who are, nor for those who are not reposing in equipoise. Since for those who are not reposing in equipoise, it is but their own conceptions which do appear. And because for those who are resting in equipoise, it is but their faithful reflection which does appear, as the object encountered when into samadhi absorbed, as the object encountered when into samadhi absorbed. If what appears as perceived does not exist, then what appears as perceiver does not exist. There is also in this respect a rationale, the breakthrough to freedom from all appearance of perceived and perceiver, since these are what exist beginninglessly in a state of total ferment. And because duality is not existing at all, is what really exists, is really what exists.
Dusam sanje dan je jang o ri dan je guru jom su jab da sume bade lama dam be jab je do jama me ba la sa sa jin je su jo je wo ne su ro dam je do ro wo me ba ra je su su mo su su yang du ju ju ma je gong ne ru ku ne la ju de ba ri de Torpe lan zo che garan jo abu, shak che wang po nying ke ke sun cho. Kanchen shen to tu ten rinpo che, nye se sar tun ten pe shing da wa, shiwa zo dan zu che la ma zo, babu lo pen zo la jing to ke. Sab che men tur tu che dan nye che, lo tre lan zo che tro cha che, tu ten na wen tra la wo kyung wa, jang kong la ma nam nye nye. Sirup Gwanda Sivjian Danyele Tongke Samy Sake Yong Song De Sanjo Nyambe Langkin Karma Ba Mese Tepe Jewe Song De Bardin Durje Jawa Rikin Chabda Lama Karma Ba Jinkar Kuenjin Jungne Sishi Pachir Yedan Nanjir Ma Tinne Kuenjin Sipu Wanjir Chichong Pechin Chandar La Nanjir Sishi Kepe Du Dondra Min Duk Ji Jung Ha Loye ge dan lo dan na jin ge, trom da dan me ye ge na. Rwa ken che tra ke je, tam che ge do da ke ju dong do. O la so tan rwa nam kan ta da nyam be sim jin tam che je dong do. Si ji ni jin ta lam ne ba yang da ba zo ba san che je kong pan do ba risa. Te che do, Sabji wam sok jibzin sambang goyo bin zepe, chudan chunyi nambaran jeba la, tūsāṃ gōṃsūṃ jī tsūmbar sāvū nyāmbē sāmbā sāñcūṃ chōtū tūkjībā ngāndō tāntē sēmbāyīśyō.
For the sake of sentient beings filling the vast and limitless sky with their countless numbers, it is necessary to accomplish the precious level of perfect Buddhahood, which is beyond the extremes of mere conditioned existence and pacification. And in order to do so, it is necessary to listen, reflect, and meditate on this text, distinguishing the nature of phenomena, distinguishing phenomena and the nature of phenomena as composed by the beloved 10th level master Maitreya. And with this as the aim and procedure in mind, Rinpoche asks us to begin by developing the precious commitment to enlightenment, the bodhicitta.
Tene chu jebar kepa la tro yeba le trokpa tela siru zungwa me pa nambar pa chan ji tumta temba tang tele zungzay me pa tonglan juksor che sache ni yeba le nipa re tele zungzay me pa tonglan juksor temba tere.
So from among the 6 points which treat of the subject of phenomena, we have arrived at the sixth, which is divided into two parts. The first being a presentation of the philosophical tenet, which states that no outer objects exist as perceived, but our mere consciousness. And the second point, which treats of how to engage in or how to approach this lack of existence of perceived and perceiver. And today what will be explained is this second point.
Sawa zonwar nawa me tobna zembar nawa me tobo tele changne zonwa dang Zembar nawa mebal. Jokpa trop de to mebar. Koine dawa trobezo. Niso yonso madopa. Rabdo tropa insero hisos.
So the root then, which is in verse, is as follows. If what appears as perceived does not exist, then what appears as perceiver does not exist. In this respect, there is also a rationale behind the breakthrough to freedom from all appearance of perceived and perceiver, since these are what exist beginninglessly in a state of total ferment, and because duality is not existing at all, is really what exists.
Deva. Tetar zonwar nawa mitomna. Tetar zonwar nawa tene. Zonwar nawa tene. Zonwar nambe yor tene. Ranga ngu. Zemba le yendo me batomna. Zonwa te zemba le yendo me batomna. Tona. Zembar nawa teyang mepa tropo. Zembar nawa teyang mepa tokore. Jumtsin kan chise rikena. Chise na, jumtsin kangi se na. Nang zemba hipa ne. Suru zon yor la tu te tropchi. Suru zon yor mepa yenga wa, tegatsam. Yengar to.
So then the root text always being elliptically stated and difficult to understand, then the commentary is given to explain it. So the commentary says then, such an appearance as perceived. This refers to objects. So any object whatsoever which appears as something perceived, does not exist as something different from the perceiver, having its own essence. So the object, while seeming to be a perceived factor, should be understood to not have any essence of its own, and therefore does not exist as something separate from the perceiving mind. And if this appearance as perceived does not exist, then also the appearance of a perceiver does not exist. So the appearance of the inner perceiving mind cannot be established as having existence. Why? Because the perceiving mind is established or exists relative to what is perceived, and does not have any existence on its own or per se.
Zonga demi maiki na zimban turpar hiparka. Zonga demi maiki na zimban turpar hiparka. Zonga demi hichor na zimban turpar hiparla.
So then Rinpoche presented us with the following verse that if one knows, if one does not know, if one does not know that what is perceived is not true, then it will be difficult to understand that the perceiver is not true. If one understands that what is perceived is not true, then it will be easy to understand that the perceiver is not true.
Data na zonwa tan zemba se zonwe yor tan nan zeba se nyi je zongze nyi je namba tam je tan trarte yor yor kin me pe rekpa yor yor kin lende pe rekpa rangin je wo sarwa jod me pa zungze nyi lende pe rekpa rangin je wo sarwa jod me pa tsamne tsamte ni da ni je tongbe kanzak da tang chu je da ni je tongbe yondro te yin ni tang thamde pa te ne ten ra wo zungze nyi je tongbe rekpa rangin je wo sarwa jod me pa te da ni je tongba re da ni je tongbe yondrop te yinyi da thamde pare. Da ni je tongbe yondrop te yinyi da thamde pare kwa rangin je wo sarwa jod me pa te sem tsang pe chang to gu na. Te sem tsang pe chang to gu na. To na. Oma pe mu che gu. Oma pe to gu pa mu che gu. Yo ma gu na. Oma pe ta che mu so, oma pe to to pa yo ma gu pa resa. Hoya.
So, that being the case then, the freedom from all forms of the duality of perceived and perceiver, so this freedom from all forms of a duality of an outer perceived object and an inner perceiving mind, is precisely the inexpressible clear light, which in its very nature is awareness free of an observed object and an observing subject. And this is what perfectly exists, which is empty of the two forms of self, the two forms of self being the idea of self as connected with any individual, or the idea of self-entity as pertaining to phenomena. This is inseparable from the suchness, or this is not something different from suchness. And this perfectly existent emptiness of the two forms of self-entity, which is not different from the suchness, is what has to be realized even by the Chittamatran or practitioners of the mind-only school. And if even they must realize this, then no need to mention the practitioners of the Madhyamaka school, or the middle path school.
Zumze niji tongba ye jyemi rikpa vayasar de tikin pa kuyin toparasa.
So then Rinpoche presents this to us in a couplet. If this awareness whose nature is free of observed and observer, this clear light nature which is free of observed and observer is something to be realized by all practitioners of the Mahayana.
Zungzhenji chu kangdo yang, sei chu yamare, nang chu yamare, zungzhenji chu kangdo yang, zungzhenji chu kangdo yang, samdo meba. Zungzhenji chu kangdo yang, jebar sawa mayimba tujadun dodo.
So then, what does the. So, in the view of the mind only school, then. This nature, the nature of this perfectly existent emptiness of the two forms of ego, or the clear light nature, is so in this nature, all of the 16 kinds of emptiness come to full culmination. So in this nature, one is not thinking or articulating any of the phenomena of perceived and perceiver whatsoever, such as, for example, outer and inner. So thinking of such phenomena of perceived as being outer and of perceiver as being inner, and so on. These are neither being conceptualized nor articulated within this nature.
Simsam paye log tar na jemi rikpa vayasar de seta nange chu kandang kando samdang yodo me bardo. Simsam paye log tar na topsum jemi rikpa vayasar de Seta nang ge chu kang do samju tarve tu drandu.
So Rinpoche then presents this again in a short verse. According to the tradition of the mind onlyists, the inexpressible clear light awareness is Siddhang Nangi Chu Kangdu.
Kangdu Samju Tarva Tudrandu. Samdang Jodha Mepa. Si Chu Dan Nangi Chu Kangdu Yang Samdang Mepa Jodha Mepa Tudrandu.
So the inexpressible clear light awareness is asserted as being free of all the fabrications of thought and speech involving any phenomena of outer and inner.
Semtam paye loktarna jume rekpa voisar de setan nang chu kando samjo travel to dandu ring duge
ring da
won jang jume ji ke pa te ye ngola won jang semtam be te dan do jang won jang jume ji ke pa Jumi di hippam, Jumi jerepa, Zumzi nijit tongbe jodo mebe hippam repa teing o, then drop do joktorje. Then drop the devarese, then drop the dog and deva teaching you. Wonjang, tetan dojang. Jumi jerepa te maro. Oh, jodo mebe repa voisarte. Judra don dojang. Unjang, Jumi di Kiba de Mola, then drop the joke torchi. Then drop the devare. Then drop the joke torchi drum tat tramotam je lama leba. Kelly tramotan je lama leba. Carasena, then drop the killing bar. To draw the devare in a then drop the killing bar. To draw the see you are married. See, chuta, nanga chu, kanda yang yu togo mare. See, chuta, nanga chu, kanda yang jupe, tripa yo mare, stay to drive the bar. In a young old end of the devil, the tea, tea drum the kailing, the lama de la tes, chun dog cigarette, tiny, oma papa. Lama lubatini, repay soon song day. Jumi de repa, then drop the devatini. Kailin, trabe kailin la jung to se yo pa te, oma pe rikpe sun song te, rikpe noisy tang te, kailin te, ka ne, tene kar re. Zung zin me pe rikpa nye jang, zung zin me pe rikpa nye jang, zung zin len de pe rikpa nye jang denbar me pe, tene zung zin me pe rikpa te, denbe tong bar re, denba me pa. Denbar mepe ngô tong batang, denbar mepe tong batang, song do hyo kutse. Song do hyo undu jyo do mepe rekpa te, denro kakpe ngô tong ba yina, tene sartong sung jo. Song do hyo kutse, rangsin do ne, rangka semje ngô do ne, tangbo ne, do ne, tangbo ne, ka ne, ye ne, Tomani, Samsa ye demani. Takpe, Mola trema mepe takpe, Vesa ye the donor. Mola trema mepe, Vesa the donor. Kelana, donor. Oma by young takpa yente. Oma by young takpa. Trupa mepe omari. Tina ticking, Jumsin, Tis, and not ticking or same denny. Tipa chamber low, la tava wang the sepe, Oma da same son denny. Chamber ne tramo, he cho ma choji chepale. Same son of a Jimmy Jerepa Vesa, de dendro dunda bata. Chamber tramo jia bata, Oma pe. Te young demi the tote. Tene. Satong song de jobare. Hempen ne tamo, jemi de repate, dendrop to kelembatang, demi de topa, tope, ne tamo he chopa. Oma be chopa than sentam be majo be chepar le, tetanti, remato. Nyam jijin yamli. Nyam yato, to dragging on the yoga batang. Jitop the consul the now at the Juma Tower, Malam Tower, Taguba, Son Rabe, Son Rava Tower only. Pyre de Jagar Papuyo. Pyre de painter that drop top chamber Namjang. Tikba chamber Nyams Lambala. Deni 어셈 되니 김이 따버린 제바 어셈 김이 따든 제바 드롭톱스 손나 갑갑도 손 숨거터서 라 샘잔나기 갑갑도 어마나기 되니 용거여래 제바 돈 됐다고 돈 됐다고 셀 이놈 어야
So then, so this nature, which is the inexpressible clear light, is then, since it makes none of these, it has none of these dualistic notions about outer and inner and so on, it is free of fabrication. However, this inexpressible clear light nature, which is the consciousness, or this awareness, which is the inexpressible light, is in the mind-only tradition considered to be truly existent in its essence. So even though they assert it as being free of fabrication, that is to say, free of any sort of mental tampering or mental notions or intellectual ideas, that nature itself is free of any fabrications whatsoever, nevertheless, it is an essence, it constitutes an essence which truly exists within their school, and this is a fault which is a nominal remainder of a subtle philosophical tenet still persisting in the way that they posit the essence of this nature, and the this view of the clear light nature as being something possessing the property of true existence is uprooted by the logic of the middle path school, and when this fault has been eliminated, then what does one have? One has the, on the one side, the emptiness, so one's own mind as being on the one side empty and on the other aware. So one has this emptiness and awareness. What does it mean, empty? Means empty of what is not true. It is empty of what is not true, and the awareness referred to is free of perceived and perceiver. It is an awareness which does not involve perceived and perceiver. And given these two aspects together, then this is the clarity and emptiness inseparable. The awareness referring to the clarity, and the emptiness being the empty of what is not true. So one's own mind is the consummate union of emptiness and awareness, which if one asserts this as being that clear light which is pure from the beginning, from the very outset, or primordially, or pristinely pure, clear light, this is the correct Madhyamaka view. So this is the unmistaken view of the middle path on the nature of the mind. And since there is this distinction between the these two Mahayana schools of the Madhyamaka and the Semsa and the Chittamata, with respect to this subtle point of attachment. So on the one hand, we have the mind-only school with this subtle form of attachment to the clear light nature as being truly existent. This they have not cut. And on the other hand, the middle path view, which has managed to cut this subtle point of attachment. So there is this distinction with respect to their views. However, other than that, the great the panditas or great scholars and the siddhas, mahasiddhas or great practitioners of the land of the Aryas, the noble country of India, made no apparent distinction with respect to these two in terms of their being Mahayana practices. So even though they made a distinction related to the view, they did not, for all practical purposes, make a split between them or a distinction with respect to the practice of them, since the meditative state of equipoise in which one rests in the nature without any fabrications, and the post-meditative state in which one cultivates the view of all phenomena as being illusory. So the practices of the meditative state and the post-meditative state are similar for both schools to such a degree that the great scholars and practitioners of India did not feel it necessary to make a distinction between them with respect to practice. They sometimes explain the practice in Chittamatra terms and sometimes in Madhyamaka terms. This nature, which is empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver and is the inexpressible clear light, if one thinks that it's truly existent, this is the mind-only view.
Tongbala do nitame magupar magupe oesar do na omapa.
Thank you, Lingam.
Yeni ngovu tongbala, yeni tangboni, yeni ngovu tongbala. Te ngovu tonya te jodame berikpa deraba. Yeni ngobu tongpa la Jyumi rikpa woye sarnde Yeni ngobu tongpa la Do ni teme ma wupe Woye sar Do na omaba Omaba lo sar Jyumi rikpa woye sar Jodhame perikpa vayasande, jyami rikpa vayasande, yeni ngovu tongpa tang, yeni ngovu tongpa nyi tang, do ni teme takpa ye, doyma ni teme takpe, do ni teme takpa ye, vayasarndo na omapa. Vayasarte, yeni ngovu tongpa tang, do ni teme magupe vayasarndo na tene omapa.
Do you remember?
number tap. Yeni tongbatan, do ni drama mepe wa sata do na, tene oma pare.
Oh yeah. So if one asserts this which in its essence is empty from the beginning, which is necessarily primordially free of stain, if one asserts this, this inexpressible clear light, this is the middle path view.
The rikpa vayasa te oma pala jana jyumi rikpa vayasa rinde jyumi rikpa vayasa rinde yeni ngowu tongpa tang do ni teme ma wupe vayasa rindo na oma pa.
So this this inexpressible clear light awareness, which in its essence is empty from the beginning and primordially free of stain, if this is the clear light one is thinking about, if this is the clear light one asserts, this is the middle path view.
Tele chana zonwa tan zemba nawa mepa lan jokpa trokte to mepa koyne dawa trupeso. Kondo xeba, zongzeng ni mepe tsor xeba tele chana. Zongzeng ni su mepe tsor lekpar kondo xeba tele chana teyi tongla. Tse chikdo nyambar yakpa le zongzeng ni mi je tongla. Tetsomai, but take the Nyambarigapale Zoma, the Sesoma Yordan Nang Zembe Sim, the Zoma Dan Zemba Nava Mabala Zunzin Jitruba Tamche Nyabar Hebe Na Zoma Dan Zemba Nava Mabala Munsom Donjopa Dropte. Niso me pe chunin tongwar joro, tene nimi ji chunin tongwar joro.
So then we return to the root text, which says in this connection, that there is also in this respect a rationale behind the breakthrough to freedom from all appearance of perceived and perceiver. And that's as far as we've taken it until now. So then the explanation of that is as follows. There is also, in respect to this consciousness, which is free of the duality of perceived and perceiver as explained above, a rationale behind the breakthrough or the direct entry into, and here direct entry, let me explain, means that it's not a mere inferential or deductive or conceptual understanding that has been entered, but is a direct penetration into the non-existence of the appearance of perceived and perceiver. So there is a reasoning behind this direct entry into the non-existence of the appearance of the outer perceived object and the inner perceiving mind. There is a way of through directly perceiving the total pacification of the delusion of perceived and perceiver, that one will then see the nature of phenomena which is free of all dualism.
Zungzhen me pe ton la ye chi te ni se me pe chi ni gomba na Zungzhen zhe pa tam che no pa ye ni se me pe chi ni tong wan jo.
So if one has the confidence, if one has trust in the if one has trust in the meaning or in the reality which is free of dualism, and if one meditates then with this trust on the non-dual nature, So if one has trust in the reality of the non-dual nature and meditates on that non-dual nature, then the delusion of perceived and perceiver dualism will subside, and one will see directly the one will see the nature of phenomena free of dualism.
Karasana zungzin nimi jeton gomba la zungzin nisame pa la tangbo tetsong me pe yi jiba gogre. Tene zungzin nisame pa la niki tenbo ni de nimi jeton la nyambar yana zungzin jetu pa nop de nisame pe chuni ngon de yor tobar.
So then, in meditating on this nature which is free of the duality of perceived and perceiver, one has certain doubts. One has certain doubts about how this could be, how there could be no perceived and perceiver. However, in a developing conviction about the reality of there being no perceived perceiver dualism, then in meditating on that, then one's delusions related to that dualistic appearance will subside, and what one will experience will be the nature of phenomena free of all dualistic
aspects. Gomdo yungumare, gomdo mena, gongumare, magomna togumare. Ninang prabhari hina, nimeji chuni, tondo yungare, tondo yepe, gomdo yungare, gomdo yepe, gongare, gomba latende togre.
Dampo,
Dampo, ni nang terpari kepa. Chini nam jin de ni nang de terpa yin bar hie gen doa. Ni nang terpa yin bar hie pa de ni mi ji chini to bu tab re. Jom sen ka re se na ni nang terpa yin bar yi chi na ni mi ji chini tondo yung re. Tondo yu pa la ten de gong re. Jetaba yendo gomba la tende nime ji chini ngondo jugre. Rava, jeva na.
So first one has to know that there is this delusion of perceived and perceiver. So this is what the text then makes us aware of, that this perceived and perceiver habit is a delusion. And if one knows that, then one will be able to meditate on that. So that is a means for understanding it. So if one knows the delusion is there, then one will be able to understand also the emptiness of that delusion. In meditating on the emptiness of dualistic appearance, then one will see the nature of phenomena free of dualism.
Nanjur Jevanso Malare Pejang. Nisa mebe tonto na taven cho jang tela sa somebody. Mete mebe tonto na gombe cho jang tela sa. Gombe kapsa mikpete so mepa. Mikpa mepa. Zimba mepe tonto na te gombe cho to chibare somebody. Nisa mebe tonto na taven cho jang tela sa. Nimi je tonto na taven cho to chibare. Nizin yun and nizin jinji tava than cho to chiba mare. Nimi je tonto na tavan cho to chibare. Gomba cho to chiba carre. Mikte mepe tonto na gomba cho chan telasa. Mikpa yepa. Mikpa yepa gom. Muyur yepa gom. Zimba yepa gom yin and nizin ji gomre. Gom cho to chiba mare. Mikpa teso mepe gom je yona. Te gom je chore somewhere. Nisa mepe tonto na tavin cho chang tela sa. Mikte mepe tonto na gombe cho chang tela sa sumbare.
Understands the reality which is free of dualism. This is the supreme view, and this is what one should do. And if one meditates in a way which is free of applying a focus, this is supreme meditation, and this is what one should do. So the first couplet then refers to that if one sees things in a way which involves this dualistic clinging, this is not a correct way of looking at things. Dualistic clinging is delusion. It is not a way, an outlook on things, which is correct. And if one then gets rid of this way of looking at things, then one will have the supreme understanding of things, the supreme view. And this is what one has to cultivate. And how should one meditate then? One should meditate in a way which does not involve a focal object, in a way which understands that there is no focal object per se on which one could focus, and this meditation free of all focus is the supreme meditation, and this is what should be cultivated.
Ninzin kinja tawa te tokwe tak petawai. Mikte ye pe gomba te mikte ye pe gomba te ninzin kinja gomba. Tene tawa gomba cho to chopa tawa cho to chopa mare. Dokso, dokyam. Della dokyam kukwe. Dokso. Tab dokso. Tawan chok dokso. Gomban chok dokso.
So then if we rewrite Milarepa's song in the opposite sense, then it would read...
Yeah.
If one looks at things, or if one understands in a way involving dualistic clinging, then this is a dualistic view which should not be done. And if one meditates in a way involving focus, this is a focusing meditation which should not be done. So this... So meaning is clear? So if one is looking at things then in this way involving an idea of there being this split between an observed phenomenon and an observing mind, then one will have a deluded view. There will be all sorts of delusions involved in the way that one sees things, and this is not on. And if one meditates in a way in which one assumes that there is some sort of a focal object on which one could direct one's attention, then this is also deluded meditation.
Yana dokchap sarpo zona. Nyinzin jinje tawa te tawan chok dokso yi. Mikte jinje gomba te gomban chok dokso yi. Tele dokwa. Akuzo.
Akuzo. So another way of saying the same thing, we say a view which involves dualistic clinging is the opposite of a supreme view, and a meditation assuming that there is a focal object is exactly the opposite of a supreme meditation.
Yeah. Ta parul pe zhe ba de. Parul pe zhe ba de ni su me pe ju ni de ta wei yin ni yong zu zhe ba yin na. Yong zhe xi jie de ni su me pe ju ni de yin ni ju ni de ni su me ba de yin ni zhe ba ri ba. Tian zhe wei yin na. Ni su me pe ju ni yong zhe de ta wei yin ni yong zu zhe ba am. Yang na you yin dong. Ni su me pe ju ni de sim jin la ma nang wa de. Nisu nāvā tūrpā tē yungvāra mētē tō ñam nā. Yungvā jyōngsēn yungvāra ñam nā sām nā. Tē kōnsu tsua pārē. Yeah.
So then enter one opponent who raises an objection. And his objection is as follows. So we have this nature of phenomena which is free of all dualism. And has been in this way from the beginning, therefore it is not justifiable to talk about the delusion of what exists not appearing. So what exists does not appear. Yeah. So since this nature has existed or has been there, say, has been present from the beginning, in this non-dualistic fashion, then it's not justifiable to talk about the arisal of a delusion in which there seems to be dualism and in which that which does exist does not appear. So So this non-dual nature does not appear. So this couplet then says, this non-dual nature which does not appear, how could it ever appear to be two? So since the nature itself does not involve any sort of dualism, there's no dualism in it, this non-dual nature does not appear, so how is that possible? That which is actually there does not appear. Since that which is actually there does not have any sort of dualism in it, then how is it possible for it to appear as if there were two? To refer back to the root text, to get the orientation, so we're involved in the rationale or the reasoning, and the statement in the root text being explained now is, since these are what exist beginninglessly in a state of total ferment. So this is the answer to the excellent objection raised by the opponent. The commentary explains this answer in terms of its habitual tendencies. So the objection then was, how can what has existed from the beginning not appear? And since what has existed from the beginning has no dualism within it, how can what appears have this dualism in it? The answer is due to the force of habitual tendencies. And the full statement of that in the commentary is throughout. So if one thinks that this cannot be justified, that's not the case, because throughout beginningless time, the tendencies towards the dualistic appearance of perceived and perceiver have been present at the same time. They have been present simultaneously with the clear light nature of the mind. And this has the effect of obscuring the actual nature. So even though the nature itself is free of the dualism, the habit of perceiving things dualistically has been there from the beginning, and this obscures the actual nature. Since these habitual tendencies have existed at the same time as the clear light, beginninglessly and in a state of total ferment, that is to say, in an active or aroused state, or in a state which is directly operative, completely active, that is to say, these habitual tendencies are in a completely ripened state, so they are in full activity within the mind, and therefore obscure the actual nature. And for this reason then, so even though the nature is without dualism, the tendency towards dualistic appearance is active in the mind, and for that reason there is delusion and samsara arises.
Tumi dune yakpa ye dilin. Tumi dune yakpa ye ninang pa kya sepa ye nimi wa sa drapai.
So the answer then is, if one exhausts the habitual tendency towards a dualistic appearance which has been registered from beginningless time in the mind, the clear light nature will appear. If one eliminates the habitual tendencies to dualistic clinging established in the mind from beginningless time, the clear light free of dualistic appearance will arise.
Nimi chini gom sepe nina turpa jang topna nimi vasar ngondu.
So if one meditates in a way which is free of dualistic appearance, then
Nimi sir. Nimi chuni gom. Nimi chuni gombe na. Nimi chuni gomba yi. Ninang turpa jang tol na. Nimi sir tongwan jo.
So through meditating. through meditating on the nature of phenomena which is free of dualistic appearance, one will purify the tendency towards dualistic appearance, and the clear light free of dualistic appearance will be seen.
Nyinang gantrapa jang thom na
So through meditating on the nature which is free of dualism, the delusion of dualistic appearance will be purified, and through this, the non-dual clear light will be seen, will be directly evident.
Thoma mepa ni linji su nepa ser pang te yang pang muni su nyana. Ana, ninang trupa tang pakya te thoma mepa ni yona, thoma mepa ni linji su nepa ser na pangwar muni su. Ninang trupa te thoma mepa ni yona, linji su nepa ser na pang thoku mare, pang matapar thalo yana.
So enter one more opponent who raises a new objection that so since now we're saying that the nature which is free of dualism and the dualistic delusion have been present together in the mind from beginningless time, then it's not possible to get rid of it. So if it's always been like that, then how would one ever have the energy to expel it? So if that's the objection, then...
Nina Tommy Neo, not Linky Neser Pangman. Was at a link the neighbors and a pang new Marise.
Nina Tommy
Neo, not Linky Neser Pangman. Was at a link the neighbors and a pang new Marise. Nina Tommy Neo, not Zongzi ni ji tongpo wo esa da lin ji da tangpo ni yobo sa na pang ni goma resi. Ni nang tongmi ne yo na lin ji ne ser pang mani. Te para, tsoi para, wata dun.
So if we present the noble opponent's argument in verse, then it would be since the dualistic delusion has been present from the beginning, and since it's there at the same time, then how could one get rid of it? And the explanation was then, since this habitual tendency of perceiving in this dualistic way has been active in the mind from time without any beginning, then And also because it's there at the same time as the clear light, which is free of the dualism, then how would it be possible to get beyond that, to get rid of it? So if we're thinking now in terms of the way in which the mind or consciousness functions, so as soon as there is any appearance, then simultaneously with that, the one has its nature, which is the clear light free of dualism, and also the dualistic tendency. The dualistic appearance. And these two are simultaneous, meaning that at the same instant that any appearance occurs, then you will have both of these aspects. You will be free of dualism and dualistically perceived simultaneously. And since this happens simultaneously in exactly the same instant, then how is it possible to get out of it?
Te lin re ta. Te tar ma yin te, te tar wo ma re. Ni nang te thoma mepa ni yo na yang. Vaisartha linchik to chepe jumsen che ninang pang manu pa ten rao ma re. Te cherang tes norsu. Zungzi ni so nang na yang, zungzi ni yong so ma dro pa rabdo tro pa yinpasa. Zungzi ni tarda nang na yang, zungzi ni so ma dro pa rabdo tro pa, lekpa tro pa yinpasa. Zungzi ni so nang na yang, zungzi ni so ma dro pa yumtsin yang da pa yoba ti ser, tetar to ne. Zungzi ni so nang na yang, ni so ma dro pa yumtsin yang da pa te to ne hi ne, Gom jamna, gomba na, zungzi ni so mepe tong, ngon som don tongwan joro. Tongre. Tise na, ki nimi la, ni so mepe la, njukpan tepe jumsi jubao. Ni so mepe tong, gom na, nimi je tong, ngon som do, tokpar jorwe, tepa kebao.
So then the answer, if we look back in the root text, we see is, and because duality is not existing at all, is what really exists. And to look at this in the commentary, if one is thinking in the way mentioned before, that's not the way it is, because so this idea that that's not the way it is because the duality of perceived and perceiver does not exist at all, and the complete lack of and this is not even there. It does not exist in at all. And the lack of it is what really is there. So this there is no existence whatsoever of a dualism of perceived and perceiver, and this is what really exists. If one understands it in this way, and if one then on the basis of that understanding meditates, then one will also directly see it. And the direct seeing of it then is the realization of the non-dual nature. This is the presentation of the reasoning forming the rationale for how to approach freedom from dualism.
Niso mepe tsor hi te komna nimi tokparanjo.
Yes. So we could present the answer in verse.
Mala zongzen che gendo. Mala je kapsu zongzen ni nang na yang zongzen ni yo marwa. Malab zungzin ke yendo nisa mepe tsor hihin, tsor lekbar hihin. Nime je tsor lekbar hihin, te tsor mepe hihin, gomna tene nime je chini togre. Malab zungzin ke yendo nisa mepe tsor hihin, gomna nime togbar jo.
So just as the appearance of perceived and perceiver in a dream, if one understands that even though, if one understands the way in which they seem to be two, and having understood it, if one meditates on that, one will understand the non-dual nature.
Tina malare pe nisa mepe ton tona tabin cho jang tela sa sumbarawa. Nisa mepe ton tokwa te tabin cho yinba te karasana. Nimi je ton tona ninangatorpa jang togare. Tene tabin cho.
So as we heard in the quotation from Milarepa, the supreme view is a view free of the idea of perceived and perceiver dualism. So even though things seem to appear in this dualistic form, if one understand, and then ninong tadu nong.
Ah, correct. Right.
So if one So what is the reason for this view of there being no dualistic appearance? What is the reason for their What is the reason for this view of there being no dualistic appearance being supreme? It is that if one looks at things in that non-dualistic way, then one will be able to purify the delusion of dualism. And in getting rid of that delusion, then one is able to understand the way things really are, free of dualism. So the view free of a dualistic appearance, if meditated on, purifies the The view of free of dualistic appearance is able to purify the delusion of dualism. And is therefore the supreme view as taught by Milarepa.
Niso me peton tobi, ninan turba janibi, anjo Milarepa ye, tabin chodo sombai.
Yang kiran lata.
You.
So I've been requested to sing this. So through realizing the through realizing that reality is free of dualism, one will be able to purify the dualistic notions, and this is the supreme view as taught by Milarepa himself.
Mikte me pe ton ton gombe chojang tela sarwa. Mikte me pe ton gombe namdo thorpa jang ne pe nanjur mila re pa ye gombe cho do sumbai. Mikta ye pe gom so ke nam to ke mikte jang to mare mikpa me pe mikte dan tra ro thong gom na mikpa la so ban nam to tham chi jang to re thi se na nan jo mala re pe mikte me pe thong gom pe ni se me pe thong na mikte me pe thong to na gom pe cho jang te sa so re ta da chi jor so na mikte me pe thong to pe nam to thor pa jang to pe
So we had before the verse from Milarepa saying that if one meditates on the reality free of a focal object, this is the supreme meditation to be done. And then a further verse could be created in relation to this, namely, if one meditates on the reality free of focal object, one will be able to purify the deluded concepts, and this is supreme meditation as taught by Milarepa himself. So the reason for this is that in meditation in which there is a focal object, then this meditation, by very definition, involves the concept of there being, on the one hand, something to focus on, and on the other, a focuser. So it is, by its very makeup, dualistic. There's a dualistic idea involved, and through meditating with this dualistic idea involved, one will not be able to purify completely dualistic notions. So therefore, Milarepa taught this, through doing a meditation which does not involve the focusing of attention from a focal center towards a focal object is supreme meditation, or the kind of meditation through which one will actually be able to completely refine away all dualistic notions.
Mikte me pe gomba yi namto tamche jang to pe nanjur mala rerpa ye gomba chodo sumbai. Ta charan lata.
Mekde mebe gombaye namdo tamje jang do se nanjur mulare paye gombe chodo ya ta jang do ta.
Through meditation free of focusing, one is able to get rid of all concepts. This is the supreme meditation form taught by Milarepa himself. So then from the So as we saw from the outline earlier, there is an expanded explanation of phenomena, an expanded explanation of the nature of phenomena, and this concludes the expanded explanation on phenomena.
Tene turgong gonda chu jehe le trawa yu na nang na dike do san chu ni jehe de san go sobre.
Chu jehe turgong gonda chu jehe tsa bare chu je ko le trawa yu na dike re. Oh, that's it. Chu jing korbe chu chu tereng chu jing korbe
gonda chuchin korban trotsor jepar khesin ba tikol la trava yona digre san khopa chuni jepar khesin
So since this afternoon then we wrap up the explanation of the way in which delusion or confusion occurs in connection with that which has the nature, namely phenomena. So since that's what we are coming to the conclusion of this afternoon, then Rinpoche requests all questions dealing with this matter be asked then. So all questions dealing with phenomena and the way in which we are confused or deluded, all questions connected with that process of delusion as explained in the text be asked this afternoon.
Chujian korban trotor ne pakya toble nawa ye tonzog malam tawai. Chujin korban trotor ne pakya toble nawa ye tonzog malam tawai.
So, Chujin
korban trotor ne Chuching Corbin Trotor Carre, Tat and that Duber. Chuching Corbin Trotor Ne, Pacca Topje, Nama Ye, Tonzo Malam Tavi.
So the way in which Sangsara, the way in which the wheel of Sangsaric existence, which is that which possesses the nature, becomes confused. Is that through the power of habitual tendencies, dualistic delusion appears, and the way of just like visions appearing in a dream. These visions mentioned in, since they don't really exist, then to cultivate attachment towards visions is extremely stupid. I can't think of a nice word for it. Tongsuk Dempar Shempam.
Tongsuk Dempar Shempam.
Shindamong.
Dempar Shempam Shindamong. Dempar Shempam Namto Te Shindamongba. Tambo Ne Mongba Yobara Titeng Na Dempar Shempam Shindamongba Chabar.
So this kind of attachment to vision is something which very much darkens the mind. Not that the mind is dark, but the fact that one would attach to something like a vision as being true would be something that would have a very strongly darkening effect on the mind.
Chuchin korban trotsor ne pakya topje nawa ye tonzog malan tawa yin denbari khenbe khendo mong.
Chuchin korban trotsor ne tonzog malan tawa yin
Maro.
Chuchin korban trotsor ne pakya topje nawa yin tonzog malan tawa yin
So the way in which the wheel of samsaric existence, which is that which has the nature, becomes confused, is through the appearance of, or through the by the power of habitual tendencies, it appears. to take visions, to take things like visions appearing in dreams to be truly existent is incredibly stupid. So this the dualistic appearance occurs in the first place because of one's habit or habitual tendency to perceive things in that way, and then in perceiving them in that dualistic way, this reinforces the habit to perceive them in a dualistic way, even though the dualistic appearance itself has no more reality than the way things appear as being a dualism perceived and perceived in a dream.
So through
compacting this meaning of the way in which one becomes confused in samsara, so through taking that whole explanation of the way in which the mind becomes deluded in samsara and compressing it into a verse, which one then again and again reflects over, then through this repeated reflection on the meaning, trust or faith in the reality of non-dual appearance arises.
Dinen korban de juma malam tabi yimbe sen na sen din na wa na tokpan de yang juma malam tabi.
Kurwa juma tabi yimbe sen na sen din na wa na tokpan de yang juma malam tabi. Juma se da hir. Juma malam tabi.
Ya. Tek sonay.
Korwa juma
korwa juma malam tawa yimba jum chin ti se no chin din nawan de juma malam tawa chin din nawan de chu chin juma malam tawa yin de jer korwa juma malam tawa yimba se ta jer ko.
So since samsara is like an illusion, then the appearances experienced in this life are also illusion like or like a dream or illusion. So given that samsara is a delusion, the appearances of this life are also a delusion. So given the part, namely all of the appearances occurring in this life, these are illusion-like because the whole, namely the wheel of samsaric existence in general, is illusion-like.
Tsende juma malam tabi yinba se na tsende deva sona yang tsem choya yomare juma malam tabi re. Maro deva sona hiya yo mare juma malam tabare. Sende juma malam tabu yimbe sena deki nyinda layan hinja zoya yo mare juma malam tabare. Dunga tang kanga layan sem hiya yo mare juma malam tabare.
Well, experiencing things to be nice and to have a nice reputation and so on, are also not truly existent, and similarly, the negative appearances, suffering, and so on, that or the negative mental states such as suffering and so on that occur in dependence on illusory appearances, So these mental states themselves are also illusory.
Tene malare pecham chen de mala jomar ta mato pala nying ji gom sumbare. Chen der ne mala joma ta var ta ga yo. Chen de mala joma ta var mato pa den bari chen ba wang ke donga nyu sin chen la nying ji gom gu yo sumbare.
So for Milarepa, then great compassion arose towards those who do not understand that that this life is illusion-like, and through taking all of the appearances as being truly existent, then they experience all of this suffering and don't understand that even the suffering is illusion-like. So for towards them, Milarepa experienced great compassion.
Chen Jama Tawa Mato Ba Chen Dala Dembari Kemba Yoba Kapso Rang Ningi Gongo. Chen da mala joma tawar po yin rang dunga chong du song na yin la nying ki gom kore.
To do love.
Chen da mala joma tawar ma to par
rang
denbar kempa wanga rang la dunga yepa kapsa rang la nying ki gom kore. Hako song na. Chen da mala joma tawar to yin rang la dunga mepa kapsa Chen de la denbari kien kien dunga nyong la sim kien yin la nying ki gom kore. Marve.
So as long as one hasn't understood that this life is illusion or is dreamlike, then one experiences oneself suffering as being truly existent, and one experiences this life as being truly existent as well as the suffering connected with it, and therefore one should have compassion towards oneself. And then at the point then when one understands that life is dreamlike and sees that the suffering is not real, and then sees that there are others who don't understand this and who are still suffering, then one has compassion towards the others.
Mala joma tabo yinpa le ngishi tenpo chong na tene cheka nanchi donga le trotto kore chendi
cheka namshi
cheva gava nava cheva
oh lasa
cheka nanchi chende mala joma tabo yinpa la ngishi tenpo chong na ngishi tenpo chong se jete te chong mai pa Mala ngwa khipan rao ji chung na. Tene, tsendi kangar le trotapa maze, che ga nanchi donga chenpo ye le jang trotapa. Ako sung.
Ako sung.
Mago na yang jara yang la wai. Ako sung.
Eta che sung.
Chen de mala joma tawar hi hen, chen de mala joma tawar yinpa la ngishi tenpo yopa, ngishi si jete yishi tenpo yopa, ngishi yone te chong zani me pare. Chen de mala joma tawar ngishi tenpo yona si jete ngishi yona mala joma tawar yina ma yinpa sanpe te chong la ya me pa chong na ngishi tenpo yore. Mala ngoshi na, mala ngoshi pe nyam yong chong na Mala yena mayin sambe te song zani jiga mare. Ten rabo ngihi tenpo chong na, tene chende ye kanga tamche hieto gare, mid lo gare. Kanga tamche hieto pa maze, chende donga chehyu, jeva donga, nava donga, jeva donga, geva donga, nava donga, jeva donga yerwa. Jega nanchi donga je cho chenpo yele chan gato gare. Tan reso. 제가 남지 이게 대초 chōla jārsōngā.
Chōla, o, jāmsa jīmō.
Chōla rāpā.
Chōla gārvārī.
Gārtukurī.
Gārtukurī.
Chēkā nāmchī dōngā jī chōla jīmbu yīlī gārtukurī. Samsā chēkā nāmchī yīdī chōla pē jārvā yōrī. Chōla zōksu kāpā. Oyā.
So then, if one cultivates, or if conviction that this life is dreamlike arises, and then Rinpoche explained that conviction in that case means that there are no doubts, there are no hesitations, one has certainty about it. In the same way that if one is experiencing various things in a dream, and then one recognizes that it is a dream, then one has certainty that whatever appearances occur there are only dreamlike. There's absolutely no doubt about it in one's mind. So if this certainty towards this life as being dreamlike arises, then the taking of this life as being true will cease, and as well as one will be freed of all of the sufferings connected with taking this, the appearances of this life as real, and one will be able to cross the river of birth, aging, sickness, and death. One will be able to become free also of the sufferings of birth, aging, sickness, and death.
Nāvat dungā tōr yuñbē hīnā kāngār tham che tōr yuñbē hīnā kāngār tham che tōr kuñjī hīnā kōrvat dungā tōr o tundalā Chente Jomatavu, Malamtavu, Nansor. Chente Malamtavu, Nansor de Gepe Hina, Gepe Dongator. Nepe Hina, Ned Dongator. Yembe Hina, Kangar Nathor. Yembaki Hina, Mamba Kangar Nathor, just something. Tell it over it. Going to Hina, going to Hina.
Going to China, So if one understands the way in which the dreamlike appearances of this life appear, so if one understands how old age is a dreamlike appearance, one will be freed from the suffering of aging. If one understands the way in which the appearance of sickness is dreamlike, one will be liberated from the suffering of sickness. If one understands the way in which the difficulties of youth are dreamlike, the suffering associated with one's youth is freed. One is liberated from the sufferings of youth. And if one understands the all base, kunshi de kunshi namshi. So all of those who understand this will realize the genuinely real truth or the ultimate truth. If one understands the way that this dreamlike life appears, then the dreamlike appearance of... If one understands aging this way, then one is liberated from the suffering of aging. If one understands the difficulties of youth to be dreamlike appearances, one is liberated from the various sufferings of youth. If one understands that sickness appears in this dreamlike form, one is liberated from sickness as well, you know. If one understands... all those who get this in very deep point will understand the genuine reality that is.
Sonam yeshe, Sonam yeshe, Lezongo, Dambagunin, Dobarjo, Munjolembo, Goye, Tashi, Jo, Yena, Duxo, Songi, Tashi, Jo, Tadra, Dume, Tugia, Tashi, Jarve, Kusum, Tugia, Tashi, Jo,